comments and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
Look at me now. I'm Novak and I'm off of heroin apparently.
Novak. Alright, I have Novak, Shit Goose, Fana with a wig on, Franz, DiCamello, and Chad. Oh, thanks. And we have these old trombone beers that Deco made. So I'm gonna test these out.
I'm fresh out of rehab, bitch.
Tiger, right, the movie.
Novak is alive.
You might as well go right back in because you're drinking again.
I'm probably the most healthiest on this whole set right now.
Yeah, the most
healthiest. How do you figure that?
I got about a good 3 weeks in of no drugs at all. None.
I just gave you an Adderall.
No, you did not.
I saw you do it.
You're a liar. You're
now he's trying to say that I'm a liar. I physically gave it to him and watched him swallow with no... He didn't even drink anything. He couldn't even go get his own drink because he wanted to take the pill so fast.
How does being off heroin for 3 weeks constitute you as the most healthy person in the room? I think that's a bit overstated. Novak, your retort?
Because I just pretty much went on detox for a week and I ate nothing but healthy food, man.
But how does that make you healthier than, like, the rest of us who haven't been junkies?
Because you've been partying for the last 3 weeks while I've been in detox. Do they shoot something?
I've been partying. I just been drinking beer.
Yeah, same thing, man. I've been healthy.
Healthy food means grapefruit, vodka, shot of Crown, a bag of book shows. Damn, it's grapefruit juice. It's vitamin C.
Bring me a beer, bitch.
Now bring me a beer, bitch.
Novak, you are going to be the next Marlon Brando, given the level of your performance today in the trailer.
Well, you know what? Chad Ginsburg here gave me the best advice ever. He said, if you don't love yourself, just stay alive another day for your friends. That was the best advice I ever heard.
But you don't have any, so you could die.
All I want to know, Novak,
I'll stay alive for Bam, my girlfriend here.
I'll stay alive for Bam and my girlfriend here.
Yeah, I love her.
Novak, is what I want to know is that... I don't know what I want to
How
know.
Fast... what I want to know is, when Bam told you to shit yourself in those middle daisy dudes...
Franz, explain how we're in the middle of filming a movie right now, because people don't know what the hell we're talking about.
Right now, we're in the middle of filming a loose sequel to our former film, Haggard, called Ming Hags. That's M-I-N-G-H-A-G-S. Not Min Hogs. Not
Ming
not
Hanks.
Not Ming Hanks.
So not Milk Hulk.
It's not Kiss a Good Batman.
No, we're going to Kiss a Good Man's ass, but we're trying to make a PG-13.
Trying.
Which is actually going pretty successful, even though we just had Gina Lynn, the porn star here, and she was kept accidentally showing her titty, and it was totally good footage, but I don't know if we're going to be able to show that.
Oh, and maybe also the fact that Novak kept accidentally shitting his ass on the trailer.
We'll get to that.
There's actually so much to talk about, really. Like, I don't even know where to begin. All that I know is that we're filming Novak's close-up in the trailer park, and he's drilling a drill bit at 9 in the morning.
No, there was no drill bit.
I know. And I'm sleeping with Gina Lynn, who plays my sister. And my sister. And my Aunt Booth, who plays my mom, and she's like... And my name is Leonard in the film, and she's like,
"Boo,
Leonard, are you humping your sister again? That's disgusting. Get out of there." I'm like, "Jesus Christ, gay biker, it's 9 in the morning. Like, what? Why do you have to be drilling out? Unlike you, I earn my keep." Are you going to shit?
No, like a boof.
Oh, good. No, I'll play a song, and then we'll get boof. Boof knows to come in.
Well, yeah. So
I told her. She has to change, idiot.
Everybody waits.
She has to change.
So far, we filmed about a sixth of the movie. It's going really well.
I'm the star.
Yeah, Novak's the star of the film. No.
Sorry, man.
And actually, the movie started out as Kiss a Good Man's Ass. It was going to be a sequel to the film Haggard. Now, we wrote the script, the first draft of the script, almost 5 years ago, and then we started doing these reality TV shows We did, Jackass, Beaver, Bam, Unholy Union, blah, 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 blah. And then now, so we got done the first season of Unholy Union. I was like, Bam, didn't we start this whole thing to become filmmakers? And he was like, well, yeah. I was like, when are we going to make Kiss a Good Man's Ass? He goes, Well, now, how soon can we start? I was like, in 2 fucking weeks, let's do it.
Yeah,
we revamped the
script. While Novak's still alive.
That's what I was thinking.
Whammy! Whammy! Whammy!
I hate playing whammy. Things because, I mean, you can't really have a casting call on somebody to replace Novak.
The thing
like,
is...
Like, who says, alright, say, unlike you, I love your mother, and I earn her keep around this house. And then he says that, and I go, okay, now shit and piss. And then he actually shits and piss on command, and shits through his jean thongs.
I didn't even think I shit. I looked at it, it was the gnarliest shit I've ever seen in my life.
But like, now, I got the whole thing on film.
I had
the
to clean
expression.
It up.
No, really?
I cleaned that up.
You paid all this money for these people to work for you. Why are you cleaning
Well, I'm sitting there
up?
Looking at Franz, like, shake his head in disappointment. I'm like, Franz, this is the most greatest thing.
I was filming
thing.
It! It's dude. Super 16mm. It's the most beautiful shit you will ever see.
Remember how everybody goes, John Waters is so brilliant. He had some girl eat her own shit.
From Baltimore?
It was probably smelly and gross
she
at the time. And, yeah, but they were probably fed up and smelly and gross at the time.
In Baltimore.
But like when you watch it on film 5 months later, it's goddamn fucking hysterical.
Yeah.
And he's from Baltimore, where I hail from.
Yeah.
So Franz, let's face it, man. I watched a 2-hour midlife crisis.
Take a look at me now. I'm on
yesterday,
back on
right?
heroin.
Midlife crisis was yesterday.
Midlife crisis happened yesterday. Franz.
I wasn't midlife crisis.
You
here's
know,
what happened.
You don't know if you want to be skinny or fat, a softball player or a filmer. What do you want to do with your life, man?
I'm 180 pounds, 5'8".
Bullshit.
G chimes in with the bullshit.
You know it's bullshit is G saying what his weight is because he goes, I weighed myself 30 days ago on your thing and I weighed this. And I was like, yeah, I bet you you're more. He's like, nope. And he refuses to go weigh himself.
You know what truly sucks? Is the only reason why G has a girlfriend is because he hangs out of Bam's house. Your girlfriend fucks
no.
you because you hang out of Bam's house. Probably. That must suck dick.
Actually, Bam,
probably.
Bam remember
probably.
How mad you got?
Probably.
We're talking about how G beat me up the other week and, we're talking about G's girlfriend. I was like, you know what? She has a pretty nice ass. Bam got so mad at me. He's like, what the fuck? She's like one of the guys. You're not supposed to be. I was like, but G, is that a bad thing to say that your girlfriend has a nice ass? Are you make? Is am I out of line? Just tell me, because I'll apologize.
I don't give a shit.
Okay, so it's all right that I noticed.
I look at Mandy's tits right now, and they're.
Why okay. you gotta throw Novak under the bus?
My girlfriend's tits are great, but I hate your fucking girlfriend, man. That bitch is a fucking. She's worse than a $2 bill, man.
What's
she's
wrong with it? I think she's pretty
that
nice.
That bitch is hell, man.
She just punched Novak right in the fucking face.
Dude.
Do you see him? He just got punched right
little
in the fucking
respect,
face.
Dude,
little respect.
Respect for what? You look at my girlfriend's tits?
Oh, come on. I know.
Man.
Yeah, he's talking about respect. He's just talking about Novak's girlfriend's tits.
I was part of the joke. But
so was my part
serious.
Of the joke. But
bullshit.
I
and now you have a bloody lip over the deal.
You just punched him in the
now
face.
He's, yeah,
yeah.
He
punched him right in
the
face.
Broke another fucking microphone, shit goose. That's the fucking... You owe me $900, dude. These are $300 microphones, and you broke two of them before. I had to get them replaced for $600.
And you know
$600.
What? G, pushing someone over is one thing, but...
So it's $1,200?
Punching somebody in the face is kind of going over the
so
line, G, if you don't mind me saying
so. No, but he punches him on the microphone and then breaks his fucking thing. I have to buy another one.
I got a fat lip right now.
Jeez,
and yesterday, G was bragging to me. I'm like, so, G, what are you getting paid for all this shit? He's like, you know what? I owe Bam $15,000. He just said if I show up and film every day, I don't gotta pay him nothing. So
I know, he's making out like a motherfucking
yeah,
bandit.
He said
dude.
He's getting paid the most on the set out of
that's
everybody.
That's the easiest deal ever. Like, he is all he has to do is show up for 30 days
and
he gets a fully paid for Nissan brand new fucking pickup truck.
He said he did the math, he's making like $900 a day more than anybody here.
He
yeah, probably,
you know
but I know that he'll never
money.
Ever pay me. Can you picture G going like this, Bam, here's a $3,000 check from Shit Goose to Bam. Can you ever see that?
No, I just see his worthless girlfriend and him hanging out here and being part of.
And then he goes and says that his trip to London was a vacation paid for by her and her family. Yeah, right. It was that money that I fucking gave him so hardcore.
It was the 15 Z's of millionaire cash.
I'm not an idiot.
Yeah, you are.
Where's the beer?
Yeah, I am. Well then, why am I letting you work for free just to get a? Awesome, awesome pickup truck.
And $15,000 for free.
And I'm dealing with it. Like, technically... It, dude,
you were,
any
you were
friend
mad.
Any
you
friend for
you
3 years... Any friend for 3 years... If I buy you a truck, a brand new fucking truck, and you go, Bam, I pay you back, I swear, I'm just hurting right now. And I go, oh, I'm sorry, man, I'll hook you up with a truck as long as you're going to pay me back. Not even $10.
Not one... Not even...
And I think about it all the time.
Yeah,
this motherfucker never even gave me $10.
Are you
not
serious?
He barely even pays for his drinks when we go to the bar. Barely.
Did he lie to Phil? Like,
how much do I owe? $9
Barely.
$9 for my Coors Lights? Well, here's $8. That's all I have.
Gee, let's clear this up right now. Yeah. Bam says you lied to Phil and are collecting $1,000 a month.
I swear to God, I don't care. Gee, you're the biggest cheapskate I've ever met in my entire life.
I don't think you would
lie,
though.
It's insane how cheap you are.
Franz, go ahead.
He's worse than Jesse Sachs, for Pete's sake.
And I don't know, but Bam says that...
Because Franz talks to Phil all the time.
Bam says that G and he have an agreement where G is going to do Bam's
and he
website
knew it.
Every month.
G knew it damn well.
Now, G is earning $1,000 a month, but is supposed to only collect $500. The other $500 is supposed to go towards his debt. Of Bam.
He's supposed to collect $1,000 every other month, but he's been hitting up my dad behind my back once a month for $1,000. And now he's saying, no. And he says, I don't remember, Bam. I thought. And then he goes, well, I needed the money. I had to pay bills. Well, it's not my fucking problem, asshole.
G's worse than me, and I shoot up heroin in my arm, and I don't even get that bad.
You actually are better, kind of, than G.
I don't even hit your dad up.
Here and there. Well, you do shady-ass shit.
Yeah, I don't hit your family up. That's fucked up. I would never go hit
I know G's not
going to
argue because I'm so goddamn right. And like, G's my friend and everything, but it's so fucking annoying because he is the biggest cheapskate ever. He would never pay me a fucking dime.
He's
paying for a fucking truck, and then he hits up my dad for $1,000 every month when we had a sit down meeting saying it was once every other month.
I wouldn't do that.
And every month he's been hitting up my dad, and I didn't know it until seven months. And I go, Phil, what? You've been paying him? Why?
Because G says
he needs the money. I'm like, well, fucking A, Novak probably needs the money too.
I'll suck a dick for that cash.
No, but me and your dad.
No, but G, like,
I can't even speak. That's what I'm saying.
Give G a chance.
Let's hear G's report.
Talk. Stop taking Klonopin because you act like you don't know.
You need to take one now. You're so average.
You act like you don't know. You go, well, I didn't know.
What you
see, look at G leaving.
Let him talk. We don't even need him. He needs to hear it, dude.
He wants to punch
He needs to
face.
Fucking hear it.
I don't think G would lie, though.
He lies every fucking day. I took him to Barnaby's last night, and he goes, or 2 nights ago, and I'm like, you need to stop taking Klonopin. He's like, I haven't taken Klonopin for 3 days. And then 3 minutes into the conversation, he's like, bam, I took a half a Klonopin yesterday. I didn't take any today. I'm like, I thought you said 3 days ago.
Yeah, but I don't think he would steal money from me.
He's going to throw behind his back.
New 69 Eyes is out. 69 Eyes, let's go. Woo!
Yeah. Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faxon 28.
Yo, boo!
Get that hot ass in here.
Get in here. Come here, you hot bitch.
All right, Boof is my aunt. And she's in the movie, Ming Hags, that we're filming this instant. And I have to give her 3 apple martinis in order to perform. And then she loosens up, and then we could feed her any line, and she says it beautifully at the top of her lungs. Go ahead and sit there.
Go.
And for instance, these are the last 6 sentences she said for this movie.
I want to eat your ass.
I want to eat your ass.
No, I want to eat your ass.
I want to eat your ass.
Are you talking about me, you stinky little turd?
Are you talking about me, you stinky little turd? Come here, Novak. Let me play with your little ding-ding. Come here, Novak. Let me play with your little ding-ding.
God damn, that's disgusting.
You shitheads talking about me in there.
You shitheads talking about me in there.
I'm going to suck your dick after this.
I'm going to suck your dick after
Boof,
this.
Boof, you are the next fucking Julia Roberts, baby. Huh?
Straight up.
Straight up, Boof.
Straight up.
Get over here.
Yeah,
Boof. Boof, say this. Yeah, Franz, I bet you have a big-ass dick.
Yeah, Franz, I bet you have a big-ass dick.
I seen that picture.
What's up with that picture?
You have a
You're
video.
You're the one who took the picture, you little idiot.
No, I was taking a Polaroid of my cock, and Roger whoops out his camera.
Hey, man, shouldn't have been taking pictures of cocks if you don't want to have it shown, man.
Whammy. Franz's the only guy I know that can scare off any broad in this world, man.
Plump when you cook them.
Franz. Franz is...
Say, Franz, would you rather have 2 big dicks or 3 little dicks in your ass at once?
Ask him. Franz, would you like 2 big dicks or 3 little dicks in your asshole?
I'll take the big dicks.
2 big ones?
What would you like, Franz?
I'd rather have 2 big dicks. The
really?
Bigger the dick, the better, yeah.
Why do you think that?
Who would want more than
you
one?
You could have 3 little tic
tacs. I'm gay!
Are you gay?
Yeah.
Your girlfriend puts a strap on him, doesn't she?
I bet he does sick shit like that.
Nah, nothing's ever been up.
I can see it 100%, dude.
You know what? Let's invite Franz to, like, Lancaster, PA to film, and then we'll break into his house. That way we know that we have an hour and a half to break into his house and find out what he has going on there. I bet we're
going
to find all these fucking strap-ons.
Ass to ass with men only.
He's doing fucking ass to ass. He's doing ATOGM, ass to other guys, man.
Yeah, yeah. Good change-up. I like that.
That's bitches with hot dicks and shit.
Chinese bitches with hot dicks.
What do you got?
Asian lady boys, you little idiot.
And Mexican avalanche.
Yeah, say bam, boo, say.
Yeah, I want to lick me a little Asian lady boy. Yeah, I want to lick me a little Asian boy.
Bam, who sent you all the lady boy porn? Who sent? Someone sent like a case of that. Someone spread it all over your house. And anyone who comes over here doesn't know you.
Boof used to clean my house, but you hurt your leg, right?
Yeah.
So now, shut up, ass. So now I have these new girls that they don't even know what I'm about. They just kind of. I just hire. Listen.
Are they hot?
Listen. So,
are they hot?
Shut up. I actually didn't meet them yet because I was away. They were cleaning our room. Missy saw like 20 porn stacked up, and she's like, "Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? Just kind of ignore this stuff and like."
Kind of ignore.
I think they're like 35-year-old soccer moms who don't really know what I'm about or anything.
35-year-old soccer moms know what.
Yeah. I'll tell you why I have them is because I did an interview with Hustler, and when I was finished the interview, the guy goes, "Dude, if you want me to mail you any porns or anything, dude, I mean, I'd be more than happy to." I'm like, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I'm like, send me black fat bitches, send me transvestites, send me Asian lady boys, send me everything. Like, just kind of kidding.
And they did.
But they actually truly did. They sent me everything, every weird porn you
and
could
nothing
ever
is usable. But dude, nothing's usable.
Jack, the bitch got balls part two is pretty okay.
Whoa.
You can jerk off the lady girl?
There's this one
boys?
Hot girl, dude. Well,
would you let her suck you off even though she has digging balls?
Oh, yeah.
If I had a few beers, I don't know. But
that means yes, ladies and gentlemen.
Yo, okay, picture Angelina Jolie with a fucking dick and she comes up and tries to Frenchie. You would probably do it.
Even if she told me she had a dick, I would let her do it.
She ain't.
I
would.
You know what I mean?
She's not that hot, though.
Yeah, but she's got loads of cash.
But I'm not impressed with her. I'm impressed.
I think
with,
she has a pussy face.
I'm impressed with how much shit she got accomplished in her life. Is what I'm impressed with.
The bitch went to Africa and tried to adopt 80 kids, man.
Yeah, what's going on? What's with these Hollywood people?
Hey, Boof has something to say.
What, Boof?
I want some goddamn cocky.
Oh, Boof, I fucking love you, baby. I love you too, bro.
Yo, Franz. Yo, Franz, after this radio station, we're gonna have to 69 ASs behind everybody's backs.
Yo, Franz.
After this radio station.
After this radio station, we're gonna have to
69 ASs.
69 ASs.
Behind everybody's backs, is it?
Behind everybody's backs.
You're one sick bitch, Boof.
Novak's been Frenching her all day.
I know. Dude, she's liking it. Have I got your panties wet more than once?
Yes.
Were your panties wet? Were your panties?
Yes.
You had dripping wet pussy juice on your panties?
Oh, panties behind you.
She loves it.
Dude, no, I love the visuals of Novak, you and Boof. Okay, in the movie Ming Hags, Novak and Boof are husband and wife. Although, boyfriend, girlfriend, but Novak is a gay biker, a la the Village People, and you're like some biker chick.
Okay, Novak's driving a motorcycle with a sidecar. Boof's
It's
in
a little
sidecar.
Mini motorcycle.
They're French kissing, driving full speed down the road in this completely, the color is flat black, and it's like.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it is pretty awesome. When we were filming that in the sidecar, I was just watching the monitor, and I thought to myself, this has never happened in the history of Earth.
Mm-mm.
So no one Novak. Will ever see somebody like Novak as a gay biker, French kissing Boof, in a sidecar. It's probably the first and only time it'll ever happen in the history of Earth.
It won't be done well if it's done again.
And cinema.
Exactly.
You know, we're doing a lot of things in this movie that have never been before. Actually, 1 month before production, a couple Hollywood dudes, I'm not going to say their names, sat me down at a dinner and told me they would not allow Bam to make this film, that it was dangerous for his career, that he would never be accepted by the Hollywood mainstream after making this
film. I don't want to be accepted.
I know, who gives a fuck?
What the
I know.
Fuck?
Perfect. I already have them. Like, it's perfect. Like, it's like, why fund a movie with your own money when you could have investors do it? Because I don't want investors.
You got
I have
the money. To do it. Yeah.
I have the money to blow. I probably need it as a motherfucking write-off as it is.
What are you going to die with? Are you going to die with $1 million in the bank? Why would you die with any money? That's so stupid.
Well, the thing is, if we would have done, if this would have been a Hollywood production, they would have had a casting call for Novak, and they would have had a casting call for Boof. Now, picture that trying to happen and having to talk some actor into saying, okay, now you're going to have to French this gay biker, and then you're going to be in a sidecar. It doesn't work.
Like Hollywood, you have to
know the people before you start doing it if you want to get fucking gnarly like that. And that's why John Waters is successful,
because
Baltimore. He lives in Baltimore.
Yeah.
He meets these fucking. Shut up, faggot.
Baltimore.
Baltimore ruined you.
He's from Baltimore, John Waters.
What? You're going to buy your own equipment? You don't buy equipment. You rent equipment. You don't use your friends and people you know.
You can use me all day long.
You know, you have to have a casting call. If you don't have a Brad Pitt and a Julia Roberts in your film, Boof is our fucking Julia Roberts. Novak is our fucking Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Stick it up your fucking Hollywood ass, bitches.
Is what happens
fuck
is.
Anything that moves.
They study people who are successful in Hollywood, and they follow their formula, and they think that that's the only formula that exists.
Where, in Hollywood?
Yeah.
Boof has something to say about Hollywood. Boof?
All this talk about Hollywood makes me want to suck some cock.
You got to be a regular on this shit.
Oh, my God.
What a treasure. Whoa.
Oh,
you know it's
totally true.
Boof is so quiet when she cleans the house. As soon as you give her three apple martinis, she's like, yeah, come here, where's Elvis? I want to suck his dick. Would you rather suck Elvis's dick in the 69 comeback special or Elvis 69. During the Vegas days when you're singing, hurt, and they suck it twice when it was so good? Which one, Boof?
69.
You want a 69?
Really? Leather, that's surprising.
Yeah. 69?
Black leather.
I would have took the second one.
The 70s?
Yeah.
Well, then, too.
Yeah, Boof's a leather bitch. She likes
leather. He's gonna suck cock, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boof, right now, before Elvis is gonna die tonight, and, okay. and you have the whole night with him, and you have one sentence to win him over, and what's that sentence right now? Elvis is gonna die right now, and I'm Elvis looking at you. Say what you need to say. Get it. Get the one sentence across. Go.
Win him over now. Action.
Blow a load on my sideburns.
I think you won. Whammy. Ding,
oh
ding,
my
ding.
God.
Boof wouldn't say that.
No. Oh my God. No, no, no.
Boof, that guy.
Boof, there it is.
Boof, there it is.
Boof, there it is.
All right, we were sipping on beer at the trailer park.
Boof, say, boof, say, boof, say,
we're
boof,
filming
say,
a movie boof, called Ming Hags, and we're done today, but we still have 20 more days left or some shit. I'm addicted to these 5 CDs. I'm going to keep playing them. I know I played a Cooch last week, but I want to hear it again. This is a new
radio
song. Track 8.
Wait,
whoa. Who? Listen on.
Into it all, and I wish I bites my lip and call away from you, my little one. Oh, you, my little one. Don't come too close. You don't wanna see my ghost. You're a sin, but I'm betrayed by you, my sweetheart. Don't you think that you went too far? Do you want to see my heart bleed? You know my heart beats, and all of us, we're going out tonight. We're gonna walk all over your yard. The boots are out in this street. Oh, we're gonna steal your sight. All of us, we're going out tonight. We're gonna walk all over your yard. The boots are out in this street. Oh, they're gonna steal your eyes. I'm sorry, and I let you go. Whoa. I let you down. I let you down.
Say hello to everyone.
Hello to everyone.
Can I talk?
Yeah, what's up, everyone? I didn't know you were recording this shit.
I had no clue. It's on. It's on the radio channel now.
Nah.
Yeah.
You're fucking kidding me.
Can't say that.
I'm sorry.
Serious 28 fashion.
Oh, man. Let's just recap on what happened. We just wrapped up.
Really
we
good.
Had a really good day
great
today.
Song.
Novak shit all over the trailer.
Welcome, loved man.
It. I cleaned it up.
Why?
Because he's a good dude.
You know what?
He's a good dude.
You know why? Because
he's my best friend. Yeah, like partner.
Because, no, I like Skylar better now.
Nah, fuck that.
She's 5 and a half years old.
She's got to go to bed at 6 p.m., dude.
She's 5.5 years old. No, I'm 5.5 inches.
But Novak, when we were filming, Novak close up, he's like, "Bam, I got to shit. I could probably shit on command." So I was like, "All right."
On film, all of a sudden,
I have to take advantage of this. So once he delivered his lines, and I was happy with everything that he said, then I was like, "All right, now Franz, pan down on his ass, and Novak's gonna shit." And then he truly did.
I thought you were joking. And then
I moved the rug, and Hannah, remember you saw me moving it, and it was on his boot, and I was ruining this. I was kind of ruining the scene, and you were looking at me.
It was
worth
it.
Say.
It was worth it. I'm doing sound for one day, and I'm like, why?
Because I'm in art department.
Yeah, because I'm in art department. And I'm like, dude, this thing is not even in the shot. Why is he moving this little jacket that's on the floor? I'm like, what the fuck is he doing? And then I'm like, oh, something's about to happen. And,
yeah.
And then immediately, right. He's like, okay, now, no back shit. And then it pans down to his ass. And
because you saw how bad I was ripping that coat out from
man,
under his feet.
Like, Jesus Christ.
You're like, damn, you're ruining the scene. Novak's wiggling because he doesn't realize that the coat is on his foot. And I was just trying to rip it off because I knew the film was going to end in like 10 seconds. I'm like, all right, now Novak's shit. Franz, pan down on his ass.
Yeah, and I was like, pan down on his ass. He's really going to
Did you get it?
The expression
and
on your face.
He had Gene Daisy Dukes on, and the shit was coming from each side of his Daisy Duke thumb.
Your eyes rolled back into your head. You got this far away look in your eye.
It was the most calming. Yeah.
And then there's shit and piss going, and then how Hannah, tell us how you have actually had arguments with people about it.
I've had a discussion with somebody that you can't shit and piss at the same time.
You can't just shit.
And
the
and
piss
I said,
must follow. You can't just shit. The piss
exactly.
must follow.
Exactly.
Have you ever tried to shit and not take a piss?
Exactly. That's
now,
my point.
How are we going to handle a PG-13 movie and like an NC-17 making of? Can we still market that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
you got and how long?
3 years.
Dude, it was a long time.
3 years?
I can attest to that.
And he's telling Phil that he needs
to pay
he needs to pay his bills, but he's flying to London to see Nine Inch Nails play. Not for business, to see Nine Inch Nails
the pound,
play.
The pound markup is like fucking 40%
no
on the
shit.
Dollar.
No shit, and that's why
but,
I'm
but
so
wait,
mad,
wait, wait, wait.
Franz.
3 years ago, he
I shouldn't have brought it up, sorry.
Not 3 years ago, he borrows $15,000 to buy a truck.
Yeah.
But I'm driving around.
I was here.
I'm driving around in a $3,000 truck.
I'm living one to
mine was nine.
I heard
he needs $15,000 to buy a nice.
He doesn't need it.
He wanted it.
That sucks.
He had a trust fund a little bit ago, and he probably forgot the value of a dollar. He
like
was just blowing
heroin.
Money, not even realizing like, whoa, I have a bank account and I didn't even earn it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he doesn't have it anymore. Then he becomes the biggest cheapskate known to man, and I can't. I swear to God, when I go to the bar with him and G shows up and it's like, it's me and eight dudes and then G
and Kim.
I usually throw out my credit card and say, "Rock a tab, babe. We got it going on all night." When G's there, just for mere principle, I make everybody pay for their beer when the beer arrives, just cause G's there because he never pays for it.
I swear to God, I was here when G asked him for the loan.
And I don't mind paying for it. It's just so annoying because he expected
said.
It. He goes,
what the fuck?
You're a millionaire, dude.
Wait, fuck you, dude.
I get a test for it.
What was said about
I was living
payback.
Here with Wonderboy here, right?
What was said?
And he fucked up his old car. He needed a new car, right?
How did he fuck up that?
I don't know how he fucked up, but he said, look, I need to borrow money. I wouldn't ask Bam, but Bam will say no, so I'm going to go ask Phil first. So he went and asked Phil first before he even asked you.
Muffed up.
He didn't even ask you. He went and asked Phil first.
Phil Green.
Phil has a big heart.
Then Bill.
That's why he went to Phil.
But like, I need $20 million But
and
I
he's doing it behind
Bam,
my back. My my apparently friend is going behind my back asking Phil for money, hoping that I won't find out about it. And you know what? I probably won't find out about it for 5 months or 7 months. But one day I'm going to know and find out. Motherfucker, dude. Like, I'll
fucking motherfucker.
I'll figure it out sooner or later. It might not be instantly, but I'll be looking at paperwork like when I'm sober one day,
finds out
searching
shit.
Through all this shit, and then I'll be like, what the hell is this, Phil? Oh yeah, back in October, G came up and said, wait, what? Are you fucking kidding me? And he tried to get away with that?
And there's no way you can blame Phil, because he's just
he's
doing
nice.
He's just doing what he's doing.
But look, how about
Phil.
This? My bank account right now in my hand is $70. It's all I have to
my name. You probably owe it to me. Give it to me.
He can have it, dude. I'll give it to him. But would I go ask Phil for $10,000 right now? Fuck no, I wouldn't do that, dude. Because Bam wouldn't like that shit.
It's only 67.
Well, I was adding quickly. But would I go ask Phil? Fuck no,
I was adding in tens.
I was adding in tens,
I round off, bitch. I round off, dude. If I owe you 48, dude, I owe you 40. Yeah. I got my needle. Give me something to tie off my man. I don't feel like a juggy. Bam, Clance is obviously dismissed.
You know what? I get so mad when I find out about these Novak stories and then he goes to rehab about fucking heroin, but like, you gotta miss the kid, dude.
I went to rehab, right?
I know.
This is the gay ass shit they had me doing. Listen to what they had me doing. I'm gonna tell you guys.
And it didn't work.
No, it worked.
I know.
Great, man.
Yeah, it's, what is it? The ninth time?
So listen, that's about private.
I bet you if I had heroin right now, you'd
probably
shoot
it. This time is for real.
No, but Franz, this time it's for real. Real, real, real.
Franz,
suck a dick.
I make it true.
Yeah.
So let's say tomorrow.
I got my needle.
I got my needle. Today's March 18th. We go into the rock room, right? And the rock room is called the rock room because we're in the middle of the fucking ghetto, and all the little kids throw rocks at the window, so they call it the rock room, right? Now,
I buy some rocks.
Okay, March 16th. What do you know? Another day, clean and sober. Hoorah! So that's what we had to say every morning. We had to put our hands up. We said, hoorah!
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 Hoorah, or who cares?
Another day, clean and sober. Hoorah!
Who are you hanging out with?
The goddamn rehab people. They were nuts, dude.
Jesus Christ. What's
they're
that?
Nuts. They wanted to clean up. I hoorah. Don't get it.
All he wants to do now is do heroin to forget
how's
rehab.
How's that make you sober? Hoorah.
Hoorah. What's today's day? Let's all do it. What's
hoorah.
Today?
I'm not doing that.
You're doing it. What's today's day?
You'll never hear.
I don't even understand this.
You'll never hear April my 7th. Mouth say right. Hoorah.
Now they clean and sober. Hoorah.
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 No.
Say it, man.
No.
Well, I said it.
Yeah, I'm fucking loaded.
I spent 7 days in the LD detox.
You say the date.
7 days is not enough time when you're shooting heroin.
I'm not shooting dope anymore.
You know what, Franz? Do me a favor. Can Mandy put that headset on real quick?
Hey, Mandy.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
one right here,
Mandy.
Right
here. No, I don't agree. It's mine.
Mandy, are you up for this?
All right, Mandy.
Bitch, don't give me no shit, because I'll fucking
keep your mouth shut.
Hey, you're not in slapping distance, so you can say whatever you want.
So, Mandy, you found yellow pills in Novak's bag, and he told you it was what?
It was aspirin. I pissed on him.
Shut up. Let her say.
They were capsules, not pills.
Yeah, like, and what did he tell you that they were?
He tried to tell me that they were cocaine.
And what did you think?
They're only coke.
Well, I asked people that went to NA, and they said that that's how they sell heroin in Baltimore.
And then when you told Novak that, did he still try to talk his way out of it?
Yes.
Tell me what he said.
Those are old pills. I forgot they was in there.
No,
I was holding them for a friend.
Shut up, Franz.
He just said that they were. He said that they were cocaine. He never said that they were heroin. He never.
Okay, but when
the
you said
up spoons.
When you said that I talked to your friends about the yellow capsules. And they say that there's no way that coke could come in that, then what did he say about that?
He still swore that they were cooking.
Okay, now when you found burnt spoons, what did he say about that?
He blamed another one of his friends.
I did.
I burnt my dinner.
Yes, you did.
So did he admit it? Did he admit it at that point?
No, not at that point. He did not.
Still, he didn't?
Not.
You, the bitch is lying.
No, I'm not. You were up here.
This is your girlfriend.
I know. You call her a bitch. What an asshole.
She's
I'll
a
fuck her.
Liar.
She's not a liar. She caught you with two burnt spoons in your bag with all these yellow burnt up capsules.
I got brand new spoons for Christmas.
Oh, fuck them spoons.
And look, I knew there was a full set. And
I don't give a fuck about them.
I admitted it after I was caught.
No, he swore that I was crazy because there was
spoons. You're crazy, bitch.
You are nuts, man.
I did nothing.
Did you call me that, bitch?
Yeah, did you call me that, bitch?
come yet, bitch?
Has he ever said that?
Can he
come yet?
Liar.
Man, he doesn't
have to ask.
Man, he doesn't it seem like that's something he would totally say. Like, I barely am making it up, but I could really picture Novak being like,
yeah, baby, like, come yet, bitch?
Come yet.
Does his dick make it anywhere near your
bitch, I make you come.
You did. I'm sorry.
See?
How? Wow. That little mini ding-ding it is.
Seriously.
Well, when it's hard, it's not little.
Yeah, it is.
No. Yeah. When it's hard,
I've sucked it. It's tiny.
It's almost the size
Buddy
of me. A real
woo,
dick.
Woo, 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 woo.
Yeah, now
Buddy B, woo, woo, woo.
Buddy Bill's
Buddy
here.
Bill.
Hey, Buddy Bill.
Oh, this just in.
He just brought Captain Morgan. We're done filming for the day. Therefore, I'm gonna start skipping Rolling Rock and going to Captain
Jesus
Morgan.
Christ.
So right now I'm playing Apocalyptica.
We got big news, it's Buddy Bill. Woo 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 woo.
strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes, because you're listening to Radio Banter on Sirius 28 Faction.
And live from the news, the hot news.
We'll make it
Friday
happen.
Night Fights.
Dickhead.
If you know Buddy Bill, Buddy Bill is boxing at the Doubletree Hotel, 500 North King Street, Wilmington, Delaware. Dickhead. Buddy Bill can't box, really, and smokes and drinks all the time. What do you have to say to that, Buddy Bill?
Dickhead. I know my girlfriend just left the room, and when I was in Arizona, Buddy Bill and me had the best threesome in the world with like a 45-year-old woman.
Tell us about boxing.
I know I'm going to knock somebody the fuck out.
Do you have to wear real boxing clothes, or are you wearing ripped jeans? You're Daisy Dukes again.
I'm going to go in there with a pink shirt and some fucking tighties
Dude,
on.
Will you go in
like scare him
shit?
So he'll run away to the other corner of the ring when he won't want to fight me.
What if you lose?
Buddy Bill, I got to get your advice on something while you're here.
I can't wait to get on the radio and talk some shit and suck some dick.
Play yeah, Boof.
Hey, dirty bitch.
We have a list of lines for Boof to read. Do you want to read them?
I'll read them.
Well, sit and relax for a minute.
Let me get that ass.
Yeah,
girl.
Here we go.
I have a list of things that Boof is going to read off just to show you how cool of a voice Boof has. Dude, it's like Don Vito, Pop-Up, Phil. Even Phil was on fire on this movie.
Everybody's on fire.
As soon as the Margera starts shouting, it's fucking gorgeous.
So many flamers around here. I love it.
I lost my breath.
We haven't filmed
so
Slug Cigar yet, but I bet you Slug Cigar is going to be on fire.
Go ahead, Boof.
Boof, the heat's on, baby.
I was born with balls, but I got love sucking dicks.
You know, scream it.
I like watching dogs take shits. Faggots make me sick. I found 3 condoms in my shit. Oh. Fammy, pay me some metal. Mozart, so I could suck cheek.
Tchaikovsky's
little dick, ass dick.
Should I read Dude Allen?
So I can suck Tchaikovsky's little ass. So I can suck Tchaikovsky's little ass dick. Suck my ass, it smells. When dicks come out, it gets my asshole wet.
Ew! Fuck. I love how if a sentence is over 8 syllables, she has to reread it.
That's right, Franz.
It's awesome, baby.
Faggots smell like dicks and shit. Hey, diddle diddle, I'll bite off your pickle. If you don't jam it right in my poon?
Yeah, that's
Reed.
It. Oh, you're hot.
Hey, hot. Boop.
Yeah.
And Missy just arrived.
Take a shower.
Missy hates us all.
Take it off.
Yeah.
Did you like Boof's performance today?
I loved Boof's performance.
Thank you, Missy.
You did such a great job.
Tell me, what was your favorite line that you liked of?
Probably when she was saying, suck my ass.
She just said that again. Say it again, Boof.
Suck my ass.
Yeah.
Bitch.
By the way, a visual
yeah,
for you.
Bitch.
Missy is wearing, she just walks in wearing a bathrobe.
Yeah.
Well, where's
take
Selena?
It off.
She couldn't keep her eyes off.
Man, take that what? Shit off.
Hey, yo. Franz, isn't it funny how Novak made it seem like we need to hate his girlfriend so he could make an excuse to go back to Baltimore all the time to do heroin, but he said he didn't want me to talk to her because then I would be like, so Novak's coming back home? No, he's not coming back home. What are you talking about? Well, he said he had to go back to Baltimore. And then
he figured
out that if we hate
Look
Mandy... Then you can figure out how to scam everybody out of doing heroin and keeping money.
But guess what?
What?
Guess what, Brandon? Me and Mandy figured it out.
Ah.
We talked.
Look,
let me shut
this down.
We talked on the phone, okay?
Because
I didn't talk,
gang.
I didn't talk to Mandy for a year because Brandon started all this shit. Won't go into detail, but I, for the last year, didn't really get along with Mandy so much.
Yeah, fuck.
And then a few months ago, Mandy and I started talking, and
right.
We figured out that the reason I didn't like her is because Brandon was paranoid and made up stories because he didn't want us to be friends with his girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
And he's probably going to kill me as soon as I get off.
Oh,
as soon as I leave this room.
A little skinny weakling here, man. I can't do nothing.
Will you protect me from him?
I'll kick his fucking ass.
I'll beat his ass. Don't
I'm a boxer.
Mandy's back in town, everybody.
He's a boxer.
When he was in rehab, we all text, all like 3 of us text back and forth, and we all talked about you, Brandon. So we know your game now. Yes, we do.
Okay, I got to get this straight now. Brandon, there was a point where Bam lent you some money. You claimed that you needed it for rent money for to get demanding. She was going to throw you out of the house.
I never said all that shit.
Okay, now, Bam, what was
for
the
a year
story?
For free.
What was
for
the
free.
Story and what was the truth? Because there's a large
I owed the bitch money.
Listen, no. Here's the story.
No.
He goes like this.
You're a liar.
Shut up. Let me talk.
Bam. Mandy's going to kick me out of my house because I didn't pay her no rent for 2 months, and I owe her $500, and it would be so meaningful if you could just give me $500 so I could go home to Baltimore right now and give it to her.
And I go, dude, I feel so bad.
Oh, you lie.
Yeah, here's the $500, Novak. I feel so bad. Then I give it to him. 2 weeks goes by. Mandy calls up me, which she rarely calls, and she goes, where's Novak? He missed his court date. And I go, how the hell should I know where Novak is? She goes, well, he said that he's been up there for 5 days filming. I'm like, I haven't seen Novak's ass for 10 days. What are you talking about?
And then
that's when we both figured out that he's a goddamn liar.
No, it started. When you got back from Vegas.
We figured that out years ago.
When you got back from Vegas, they couldn't find the truck.
Shut up. Missy was giving you money to live here.
Why are you still going out with this guy?
And then you tell me you're going to go live with Bam and Missy.
I'm living with Bam.
Missy gets on the phone and says, he is not moving back up here, so don't let him fool you with that line.
Bam, I'm moving in. I like you to move in. I'm moving in, Miss.
Missy doesn't want it because she gets jealous when we have so much fun together.
Hotter and heavier than ever.
I'm not jealous of you hanging out with Novak.
I got my needles.
Novak is a horrible influence on you, and I do not want to see him drag you down. I'm the queen of the castle.
I'm going to tie my arm off.
In my ankle.
Heroin! Missy, I don't know what you said, but I agree with it. I got drugs. My heroin. Now, you know what, Missy? Actually, here's where we got to get something straight now. Because
this is like Radio Franz, isn't it?
When you were... Should I stop now?
Yeah.
No, I want to get your advice on something. Because when you were saying that you didn't want Matt Cole to live here anymore, and you implied that, I was kind of against you. Now Matt Cole wants to move into my house, and I'm terrified because...
What a pussy.
The last time Matt Cole came over to my house, it was after a Hymn concert. He asked if he could come over to sleep off a drunk.
Yeah.
He came over with 5 people, and I was like, who are these people? Because don't worry, I can vouch for them. They're all cool. They're all buddies of mine. I was like...
Oh, really? What's their names?
I don't know, but they're cool.
Yeah. He said, oh, I don't really know any of their names, but they're totally cool. They stole my father's Civil War knife collection that
really?
He gave me when he died.
No, Shipper shit. Means yeah. well, but...
I slept there.
When he invites people over to my house and goes, yo, Franz, everything's cool, man. Everything's cool. They're cool dudes. Well, what's their names?
I don't know.
I don't know, but they're cool.
I never
it's like,
did
you
that
know what?
Shit. I
you
never
come
did
over here and you invite people over and shit ends up missing at my house. That's why I don't invite people over. I used to have fucking parties with 200
Great
people here.
Parties.
And everybody used to be like, Bam has the best fucking parties ever. Free booze all night long.
Chad.
And you could blast music and everybody could rage.
Because Novak's here.
And then as soon as fucking Shipper comes in, then people start taking shit because he just assumes that everybody's a friendly guy.
Joe, can
Missy,
I tell
what,
you something?
What do I do? Because I told Matt, I was like, listen, no having people ever say, oh, don't worry, I won't have anybody ever. But maybe my girlfriend, maybe 2, 3, 4, 5 nights a week. I was like, no smoking in the house.
Life.
Yeah, okay, no, that's cool. No smoking in the house. But Franz, maybe I'll just hang out the window. I was like, no drinking in the house. No, that's cool. I'll just have like maybe 6-pack a night. Missy, what do I do? How do I get out of this?
Let me explain myself.
Can.
I adore Matt. I love Matt. I was so happy with him living
hey,
here.
He has something to say.
He did so much around the house. The thing, Matt, when I got pissed off at Matt is when he started bringing an 18-year-old crackhead over to the house to hang out, and she was here for 3 weeks, and she wouldn't leave, and she was, like, stealing stuff and, like, completely naked in the hot tub and asking Bam to film a porno. That's when I was like, Matt, I think you're a grown man, and you might need to get your own place if that's the kind of life you want to live, because I don't need to wake up and see an 18-year-old naked girl sleeping on my couch. Thank you very much.
So do you think that whatever I need your advice too. Do you think that whatever rules I impose on Matt's lifestyle, he's going to try and go behind my back, or should I give him a chance? Because I really
what do you want to say to him?
I already told him. I was like, dude, no.
He's going to try and slide everything by you that he can.
Really?
Yes.
Because I was like, no people over the house. He's like, well, oh, that's cool. Well, maybe just a couple friends here and there. And he's like, Franz, I need to get laid. I'm going to get lonely. I'm like, I'm not charging you rent. You can sleep in my house while I get my your life together. You know, he doesn't. I mean, he just got a job in Philly. He doesn't have a car because he got his license revoked for the drunk driving. So I feel for the dude. I want to help him out. I want to put him up, but every time I tell him no drinking, no smoking, no friends, he always finds ways to be like, well, maybe I'll just hang the cigarette out the window. Maybe I'll just have someone else. I need to get laid.
He
first.
Likes his own rules.
He's telling me, like, he's trying to, like, guilt trip on me. I'm putting him up for free, Bam. What do I do?
I'll sum up Shitbird in 2 seconds.
All right.
Here's Shitbird. I'll call from London and be like, is everything cool? Is everything going on all right in my house? I mean, you're running the show over there because I'm in London doing shit. So, is everything cool? Yeah, you know, just, you know, me, Brandywine Neal, just drinking some beers, few people over. That night, when he said, I remember the phone call so bad. He's like, yeah, we're just chilling, everything's really mellow. Jordan came over with fucking party powder. They get in a hot tub with these two naked broads. Jordan apparently, I don't know what he did. All that I know is that he banged her out in the hot tub. And then fucking asshole faggot Jordan, who I hate his motherfucking guts, and he's on my property knowing that I hate him. And Shitbird had the gall to let him in. You know what? I like Shitbird, but he wore out his fucking welcome.
I'm scared now.
I like Novak.
Boof, I swear to God I'd help him out. I told him I'd put him up for free, but I'm scared.
Dude,
I'm terrified.
Rent free means whatever you say fucking goes. If you say no one's allowed in, no one's allowed in. Because he's not paying rent to say, well, dude, I'm paying like $400 a week.
He wasn't
like,
paying rent here, though.
Well, because that's millionaires.
He was working.
What do I care if fucking
you're a whole
if Shitbird
thing.
Gives me $300 for rent?
Care.
I don't give a shit.
You're a whole different situation.
Just clean up the mess in this very fucking radio room, you know? Like, show your appreciation that way. I don't want your money. Just clean up this goddamn shit and show your appreciation because you live here for free and there's always food in the refrigerator and you eat it for free. And I don't care if you eat it. Just show your appreciation.
He did that. Novak, you've been in Cole's situation.
Yeah.
What do I do?
Millions times. Right, Bam, let me move in here. I wasn't paying rent. If millionaires said, fucking wax my shoes with your tongue, I would do it. Because why? I wasn't paying rent. So if he says to you, well, you know, I need to have some friends over, but you're not charging him rent?
Yeah.
Fuck you, man. Like, this is my joint. I'm not charging
I'm
you.
You. Dude,
you're going to do what
do?
I say.
Joe, like, it's just for a little bit of time.
Now, fuck that little bit of time shit, man.
No, he doesn't want to live there forever. He just wants to save money to get his own place.
And I told him I'd help him, but every time I tell him,
Shitbird and the Brandywine Eel got way too comfortable at this place.
They did.
And it was the little tiny things like... Like, my mom made me a painting of me and Ryan Dunn and Deco and Raekyon in West Virginia. Black and white photo with, like, blue paint in the background. Put it right in front of the pisser just because I liked looking at the photo. You know, every time you flush the toilet and you look at the picture, it's like the most... Everybody looks at that picture. The Brandywine Eel shows up all drunk, smoking a fucking cigarette. And he probably, and I don't know what he was thinking, but he was annihilated. And he puts the cigarette out on Ryan Dunn's face.
No shit.
And it's like, how dare you? I don't give a fuck if you're annihilated. You're putting out cigarettes on something that my mom fucking made for me.
I always
burnt Ryan Dunn's face. And then I invite Ryan Dunn over to shoot some pool the next day, not knowing that Brandywine Eel did that the night before. Now Dunn, I invite over Dunn, and he thinks that I'm like mocking him and trying to give him mixed signals about how I hate him and shit.
Signals.
I'm serious. Like, he's like, you hate me, huh? And I'm like, why do you think that, dude? You know, he's like, I think there's like some weirdness going on. And then I go take a piss the next day, look at the thing, and I'm like, it all makes sense. Dunn said that sentence because he saw his face burn off on the fucking in the bathroom. And it's all because of Brandywine Eel sipping on fucking Crevassier, and I have to take the fucking heat.
But Cole did that or Brandywine Eel?
Brandywine Eel did that.
Eel did it, but I always wondered how.
And I know
that
it because
burned.
He was putting cigarettes out on everybody all night.
Bam, he admitted it. I asked him about it.
I know he admitted
it. Shit, man.
I saw it before.
Fucking hell. G admitted on scratching, keying my Mercedes when he was carrying in his camera equipment to shoot a photo, and he was all hopped up on Klonopin, scratched the whole Mercedes, and he goes,
what?
Bam, I think I accidentally keyed your Mercedes when I was carrying in the shit, because he was all, like, not paying attention because he takes too many Klonopins. And then I'm like, what the fuck, G? He's like, well, what? At least I told you and admitted it. Are you going to fix it? Like,
you know what?
Well, no, I'm not going to fix it, but at least I said that I did it.
G's on the phone.
Buddy Bill admitted
G's
to something.
G's on the phone. G.
Hey, G, you're live on Radio Bam. Do you...
I don't know, Mom. I couldn't sit there anymore.
Yes. Wow. Hey, dude, did you...
I don't know what the fuck to say, dude.
Really?
Why'd you put
that? I can't get a fucking word in. Like, fucking talking to fucking, like, 30 people at once.
Hey, why did you... I mean, beating me up is one thing, pushing me around or whatever, us grappling each other, that's... Man, why did you have to punch him in the face?
What the fuck did Kim ever do to him?
No, she didn't do anything. No, Kim is cool, dude. I like Kim. I don't know. Novak, what do you have against Kim?
She wants to see my downfall.
What do you mean? What do you mean by that?
I think she loves to see me fuck up.
Fuck up.
But you do fuck up, you little homo.
I know, but I feel she loves it, and she'd love to talk behind my back about how much a piece of shit I am. At least my friends say it to my face.
I don't know.
I've never heard Kim say anything negative about you.
I've heard her say negative shit about me to Missy and all them. Novak's fucking up again. Here he is. You know, like when me and Mandy were having problems, I told you and your girlfriend that, yeah, you know, Bam out for me to move back in. I might do that. And then who comes and hollers at me? Missy. Why? Because your girlfriend went and said, oh, Novak says he's moving back into your house, Missy. What do you think about that? You know, like, come on, man. At least stay out of my business, dude.
Oh, fuck yeah. I don't know. I didn't know that.
I know that.
Well, I didn't. Wait. Sorry, all right?
Look, dude, Bam, no, we're not laughing at you. They're playing weird sound effects. I happen to know as a fact, Bam loves you. He has a lot of affection and feeling towards you. Dude, you're fucking family, for Christ's sake, and we would never do anything to hurt you, but he was just trying to get his feelings off his chest, and you know how Bam gets. He likes, we're on the radio. It's a radio show, and that's what we do.
Yeah, I don't know. I just couldn't talk. It was just, like, too much. I just had to leave.
Yeah.
And Novak, I'm sorry for you. I'm sorry, dude. I don't know what else to say.
Apologize. He showed you a bigger man.
Yeah, I'll never be mad at you. But at least do it for film. Don't do it for, like, audio effects. Do it for film. That's
audio effects.
Well, gee, Bam feels a little used. He feels you may have used him. I think that's unlike you to do that.
I see him every fucking day.
How many skate photos have made magazines that you've shot of Bam?
You know how many covers I shot of him? 1, 2, probably like 4, 5, 6. How many ads? Probably like 50. I have no reason to use him. He's like, I've grown up with him. I mean, he's been drinking, you know? I mean, people say fucked up shit when I drink. Like, why would I use my friend?
Because I bought you a car and you didn't give me any money. You didn't put any effort out to give me a fucking $10 bill.
The effort was coming, and he says 3 years. It was a year and 7 months.
Where the fuck is any $10 bill at least? I'm not asking for $13,000. I'm asking for a $50 bill or something.
$100.
I don't even want the $50 bill. I want you to offer me it, and then I turn it down.
That's
speechless fucking sick.
Gee, we love you, dude. But
no, for real, you never even offer me a buck. Not one buck. And it's seriously been at least 2.5 years, and I got nothing, and I feel motherfucking used. If I've ever felt used, it's from you buying a fucking truck on my dollar, claiming that you're going to give me the money back, and then you never do, and then you just go, well, you're rich. What do you care? Let me just pay it off on internet stuff, and then I have to give you $1,000 a month to do fucking $200 worth of work.
Did I say, oh, Bam's rich? I'm just like,
you say that shit. I've heard you say it. You go, you're a millionaire. What the fuck do you care?
I didn't say that.
You're working and filming a behind-the-scenes feature. You're working your ass off. You're taking all the stills on Ming Hags, the movie.
I love it.
Could work a little harder.
Gee, you do not try hard enough, dude. You've never showed me at all that you showed appreciation on me buying you. It's not like I bought you like a used truck that you need to get around on. I bought you a brand new motherfucking Nissan ass brand new 2005 truck. What?
You bought me a Nissan Titan?
I bought you that fucking truck, you asshole. $13,000 I gave your fucking ass.
Oh, dude, this is how it went. I fucking needed money for something.
Well, Hannah needs money. Everybody needs money, G. But you're flying to fucking London with your girlfriend to see 9-inch fucking nails. Not once, 3 times. And London is an expensive place, G. And you're telling my dad that you need more fucking money because you can't pay your bills. Well, stop taking vacations to London.
Nothing to say.
I love you, G, but I'm just fucking frustrated, and I truly feel used by you, and I don't want to be in this radio room anymore, and I'm going to go outside.
Why are you leaving now?
Yo,
Chad, can you end this radio show in 2 minutes?
Now Bam left.
The shit, I'm on the lead in the middle of Washington. These are some of the things I can't eat. It's yogurt, milk, and cheese that makes me shit. I do not have nothing, yo. But when I eat dairy, my bowels do flow. Uh-oh, I think I shit myself. Just the lactose, these are just the facts. We cannot digest the lactose, these are just the facts. We cannot digest the lactose, these are just the facts. We cannot digest the lactose, these are just the facts.
Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Everybody. You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday. Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28, Faction.
Later.